Kedoshim, Torah says, as Rabbi Hashem Moshe Leimor, the Baal, Kovadat, Bnei Yisrael, and Marta Leim, Kedoshim, Tiyu. It's Kedoshim, Yashem, Moshe. So there's an interesting medrash, Pashas Tzavah. Not on Parshas Kedoshim, on Parshas Tzavah. Above of a rabbit quote. Page 3. Ribona Olam. Atam Vakesh Shaniye Nehe Kedoshim Haser Mimenu Hamavis. He says that you want that we should be Kedoshim to take away death. Shenemer Lord, Ten Mikedim Hashem Okai Kedoshim Lo Nomus. Hashem l'mishpat samto. So he says you can't take away death. But there's a funny interaction here that the saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Olam, Atah Mevakesh Shineye Kedoshim, Haser Mimenu Hamavos. So what does that mean? How do we even understand that measure? This word, the first, what I'm telling you, these questions are posed by the Baba Rebbe, who passed away several years ago. The most recent Baba Rebbe, the one of Shlomo Halberstam, that passed away. Then he quotes the Zohar says, Kedoshim to you on page, the next page, Ki Kedoshim ni Hashem, Amar Kud Shabrichu, Mikol Shar Omim, V'ra'isi L'id V'ka Bi El Yisrael. The only nation that I wanted that should be clinging onto me is Klal Yisrael. T'siv Atem Advikim Hashem. Osun, you, V'lo Shar Amim. So that's what it means, Kedoshim to you, Deka. Kedoshim, only you are Kadosh. So what exactly, and that's the Pasuk in Rosh Chana, Batem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. So what is that? What is the connection of that pasuk of Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom to this idea of Kedoshim Tiyu? So again, the Baba Rebbe quotes the Medrash that we should Kedoshim Tiyu, that he's saying to God, if you want us to be Kadosh, so Haser Mimenu Hamavos. And then we have a Zohar that quotes the pasuk of Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem in the context of Kedoshim Tiyu. Then he quotes from the Rav Naftali of Rapshitz, the Zerah Kodesh. One line, two lines, page 7. Kedoshim Tiyu, Shekedoshim HaTzadikim Yiyu, Sheyichyu, Yelem Havaya Ba'olam Hazeh. Kedoshim Tiyu means the Tzadikim should remain alive. They should be a presence in this world. Before he raises other questions also, let's go to the actual sefer of the Baba Rebbe on page 13 and see the idea he developed, and we'll see how it says Isa Bezara Kadosh Kedoshim to you Ki kadosh ani Hashem, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol shar amin l'ra'isim v'advokot ki bi el Yisrael. The only nation that I wanted, and that's Vatem Advekim Hashem Lokech. And therefore kadoshim to you. So the Bava Rebbe asks, what's the connection from the pasuk Vatem Advekim Hashem Lokechem with the words of kadoshim to you? And then he quotes that message that we saw. Bibona Ola Matame Vake Shenei Kedoshim Hasemi Menu Hamavis. And then he quotes the Zera Kadosh of Rav Naphtali of Rapshitz. Kedoshim Tiyu, that the Tzadikim should have a presence in this world. So says the Baba Rebbe, and this is the big Yisrael. The first word on the line is Yisbayar. Page 13, right side, first word on the line is Yisbayar. V'hine kol ish v'ish mi'Yisrael nistav l'kadei she'im shamayim. Everyone has a mitzvah of nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. On the other hand, omnam, last two lines, umma zekvar yisira Torah, ושמרתם בסוכחותי ומשפרותי אשר יוסי אוסון האודם וחי בהם אני השם כדור שבחי בהם ולא שימוס בהם. So we know that on one hand we're commanded to mikadesh shem shemayim, that means at certain times we have to give up our lives, you know, the gimel averos, etc. And then on the other hand there's v'chai bahem. So the point being, and this is the biggest so, as precious as it is to God when somebody gives up his life, not violating the Gimel Averus or, you know, Shas Hashmad, and he gives up his life, but more precious to God is people who are able to live lives of Kiddush Hashem. And then he quotes the pasuk, you know, lo omos ke'echi avasef ha'maseh ka. He says, that's the highest madrega. And then he quotes from the Mor v'Shemesh, where we could take a look inside, on page 15. Page 16, rather. Take a look. Omnon. He says, Iker ha'mesiris nefesh hu be'eis Hashem Yitabel Olav Ha'odom Ol Malchus Shamayim Ba'avarabo Tshukus Dolo Vumdobeg Vachshvosom Be'or In Sof Baruch Hu Mirov Oz Avosov Vekusu Be'or Elyon Ve'yar Hamnucha Kito V'nichsefa V'kolso Nafshar Tishar Dabuka Ba'ora. It says V'ikur Mesiris Nefesh is to be able to live a life of Mesiris Nefesh. And then he quotes a beautiful pshat, the next column, Zep Hayrish, page 16, next to the second column, last column, last second column, last paragraph. Zep Hayrish, ki lo seinu b'shabas b'filis mincha, ba'al menuchosom yakdishu ha-shemecha. Where it's Hashem, the ultimate, what Hashem wants, is that we should have a life that we could have menuchas ha-nefesh, and therefore be able to live a Torah life, not with oppression. And that is really what Hashem wants in this world. Of course, there's halachas of having to give up your life. But the Iker Kedushas Hashem is what? Is living Al Pi Torah. In other words, setting an example of Yira Shamayim. So says the Baba Rebbe, that's pshat. Kedoshim tiyu, atem advekim Hashem lokechem chayim kulchem hayom. That's pshat in the Zohar. Because the ultimate of Kiddush Hashem is not dying on Kiddush Hashem, is living on Kiddush Hashem. So that's why the Zohar quotes the pasuk, atem advekim Hashem lokechem chayim kulchem hayom, on Kedoshim. because there's Mikdashim Sof in Israel, they have to give you life to Gimel Averis. Okay. But the better way of doing it is to be able to live al Kiddushas Hashem. And that's what the Mor B'Shemesh says. Ba'al Menuchasam Yekdishu Hashemecha. To be able to have Menucha. In other words, we don't yearn to have, you know, bad conditions, and we'll still, okay, if Chas V'Shalom, somebody is confronted with bad conditions, so he still has to serve Hashem. But that's not what we're yearning for. We're yearning for the ultimate Kedusha of Hashem to live the Nachas and still not become a Baal Gaiva and Al Menuchosom Yakdishu Hashemecha. So the Mela says the Baba Vareb, and now you understand why the Zohar quotes the Pasuk of Temad Vekim Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kulchem Hayom on the Pasuk of Kedoshim to you. And now you understand the Medrash where Klal Yisrael Kedoshim to you Hasem Imenu Amavas. Because the ultimate Kedoshim to you is living. Is Al Menuchosom Yakdishu Hashemecha. And then he quotes a very interesting pshat in the Gemara in Brachos. For the famous Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, on page 17. Kishash Otsius Rabbi Akiva, Lahariga, they're about to kill Rabbi Akiva. It's my Kriya Shemahaya. They were afflicting him with metal combs. That's the Pashup Shot, how you read it. Because my whole life I was yearning to be Mekabel, to be able to fulfill this Pashup of B'chol Nafshecha. Now I have the opportunity, so for sure I should give my life. But he quotes some Yaakov Mishirchus, a different shot. That Rabbi Akiva is saying like this. My whole life I was saying Kriya Shema. It was Rabbi Akiva was bemoaning the fact, not a bit me up. Achshav, oh, I kaimenu, and now I'm not going to fulfill this mitzvah. Meaning, of course, I'm going to give my life. He said, no. Maybe you can read it differently. So Rabbi Akiva said, my whole life I was saying Kriya Shema, and I was living a life of Kiddush Hashem. And ba'akshav, and I'm now bemoaning the fact that I'm not going to be able to live that life of Kiddush Hashem anymore. Ba'akshav lo akaymenu, period. Not as a, and that's what he was cracking. That now I won't be able to live a life, because that's the ultimate Ratzon Hashem. Living a life of what? Of Kiddush Hashem. And that's what life is about, Avosa. Life is about being an upstanding Jew and being an Orla Goyim, in other words, being an Erlecha person, being a Jew who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, who's honest, who's straight, who's not a shakron and not a swindler. And that's the ultimate Kedoshim to you. The ultimate Kedoshim to you, whatever. Some people will be in learning, some people will be in accounting or business or whatever, but the key is to be an honest person, because the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is when we live and we bring Kvod Shamayim Ba'olam. And that's what it says. Kedoshim Tiyu means Tichyu. Kedoshim while you're alive. That's what Hashem wants. The Vilna Gaon writes on page 19 of the Pasuk, The Vilna Gaon has a comment: what is the purpose of life? A very basic question. What is the purpose of life? So you think, coming from the Vilna Gaon, you would say the purpose of life is to learn another Masechta, to learn, right? So says the Vilna Gaon on the Pasuk Achazek b'Musar Altir Nitzrei Ki Chayecha. They hold on to Musar, and because it's your life, says the Vilna Gaon, Ki Chayecha, 2 lines on the bottom of the bracket. The purpose of life is to be able to be masaking the midos. Whereas if a person has had a mida that he's weak on, and now he could get a little strength on it, so that's the purpose of life. To be able to repair midos. Of course, we believe that one should be learning and doing Torah through these vehicles. There's a lot of people, you know, we lose sight. You know, we could say, you know, I remember they had a yurt site for Shlomo Kalbach. I think from the Kalbach Shul, what's his name? Citron. So he's saying over, I don't know if he's saying it's from Shlomo Kalman, who is saying over, he gave a mashal, like a person like knows all the lumdus in Hilchot Staka, but like an ani will come, like you won't give him money. You know, but he'll know all the chakiras and all the populum. You know, so the point is, of course we should learn and we should know the things, but then the point is, it should translate itself into maisa, and translate itself into Kiddush Hashem, Kiddush Hashem in life. Kiddush Hashem b'chayim. And then there's another Vilna Gaon. Rav Shechter once said this over at a Tshuva Drasha many years ago. And then Rav Avram Shor pointed out that it's also Tzfas Emes, but I couldn't find the Tzfas Emes. So it will suffice with the Vilna Gaon. On the pasuk, "V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha." So, the pasuk means that the goyim are going to see Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara even says they're going to see the tefillin shel rosh. V'yaru mimecha, they're going to fear the Jewish people, because they're going to see that the Shechina is on the Jewish people, they're going to fear the Jewish people. So there's a vort from the Vilna Gaon, it's brought in the Pnimi Shulchan Agra, page 21. He said, "Pshat ha-pasuku, she'isha Yisraeli, yari v'chari d'var Hashem kol kach, at she'kol ha-roi mosol yimudu menu v'chein yasu." Meaning, as Rav Shechter said, you read it differently. "Rav kol ha-mei Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru kama mimecha." Means not that they're going to fear you, they're going to fear the Jews, but they're going to see how the Jew acts, how the Jew makes such a kiddush shem shemayim ba'olam. So they're going to say, if this is what it means to fear God, I want to fear God too. Well, if the Jew fears God, if the Jew claims he's religious and then he steals and cheats and do all those things, so no one's going to want to be part of that group. But if you fear God and you're a person who brings a kiddush shem shemayim ba'olam, so then the Amei Ha'aretz is going to say, I want to fear God too. V'yaru kama. They'll want to fear God, mimecha, from looking at you as an example. Shekol mi she'ira also yavo lidei yira shemayim. Batiku m'meshen omar akosu alecha. Hayinu ki shem Hashem yenikar menachet itzoni yishocha. In other words, God's name, Nikra Alecha, from your physical outward appearance, in other words, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you treat people, that's Kiddush Shemayim Ba'olam. And that's the tremendous opportunity that we have. Whereas, of course, there's a concept of dying on Kiddush Hashem, which is a tremendous thing. But that's not the everyday thing. The everyday thing that we're concerned with is living on Kiddush Hashem. That's why Kedoshim Tiyu, the Zohar puts together with the pasuk, "Vatem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem." And Rabbi Akiva says, the Baba Rebbe, one of these Hasidic sources, says, my whole life I was saying Kriya Shema, but Achshav Lo Akaimenu, and now I'm not going to be able to say Kriya Shema anymore. Pashut Shema means Achshav Lo Akaimenu, meaning my whole life I was yearning to Shekayim Kol Nafshecha, and now I shouldn't be able, and now I won't be able to do it. Of course I'm going to give my life. But he, another set, level of interpretation is that he was bemoaning the fact that the lack of Kiddush and Shemayim in life. And that's a big nisayon, because especially whatever person is, there's always a nisayon of mammon, of cheating in money, of stealing, of, you know, being able, dishonest and be able to get money and things like that. And that's the opposite of this. And the Vilna Gaon says that's the point of life, that we have nisayon, we have midos, we have different, you know, midos that could be worked upon. And he says life, the challenge of life is to keep on purifying our midos. And that brings Shem Shemayim Ba'olam. And that's, so the ultimate is pure midos, and the ultimate test, if you fulfilled it, is that you fulfill the pasuk v'yaru mimecha. That they're going to, or are they going to say, such a person is a Jew, you know, it's terrible what he did, and it's, and that's Kedoshim to you. Of course, Kedoshim, and now we can tie this in to the Ramban, the famous Ramban, Kedoshim to you is that means that even certain things that are mutter, like drinking and things like that, but has to be done in moderation, mean kadesh atzma b'mutterloch, because that, you know, technically, what's wrong with drinking and walking down the street like a shikr? You're not bothering anyone, but that doesn't bring kvod shemayim b'olam. And if you carry yourself in a certain way with humility, with honesty, then kedushim tiyu, tichyu b'kedusha. Vatem advekim Hashem Elokeichem. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So that's what Rabbi Kiva was bemoaning. Akshav lo kaimenu, now I'm not going to be able to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. And he continues on. Take a look at the Bava Rebbe on page 14. You know, the Mesorah has, the Bava Turim always quotes from the Mesorah. Bava Turim on page 12. The Yasser, three times it says to remove. Once by the Svardeya, the Yasser me'alai rakas amavas hazeh. Once by the Nochash, in Chukas, it says, "V'yosim yaleinu es hanochash." And then the pasuk in Bo, by the Borad, "Rachas v'yosim yalei rachas amav zazeh." So the pasuk over here by the Borad, and the pasuk by the Tzvardeya, and the pasuk in Chukas by the Nochash. So the by the Arba. So the Balamor says, Balaturim rather says, "Mlamedim atzvardim v'ma'arbe hayu nechoshim." So it's, so that by the fact that it says v'yosser, these three places links them all together. So you see, by the tzvardeya and with the arbe, they were also nechoshim. So that's the three v'yosser. But the Baba Rebbe has another pshat. He says, the Gemara Pesachim, take a look at the Bava Rebbe, page 14. It says a beautiful shot, the Baba Vareb. Amru b'gemar p'sachim. You see where the arrow is full on down from there. Ma ra'u chanani mishal v'azariah shamasru atzmam al kedusha shashem. How did Hanani mishal v'azariah, they gave up their lives in the furnace of kedusha shashem? So how did they know to do that? Because they learned how to kal v'chomer from the tzvardeya. Ma tzvardeya was not mitzuv al kedusha shashem, but still gave up their life and went in, because the tzvardeya had to be everywhere, so they went into the ovens and they got killed. So we, says Hanani Mishal Azariah, that we are mitzuva al kiddush Hashem al haskam of v'cham. So he says like this. Yosef Esparadim Sharoi l'hasir salak alimud. So he wants to say that the three v'yosefs is like this. It's true, Hanani Mishal Azariah learned from the Tzvardeya to die on kiddush Hashem. But you know what? V'yosef had Tzvardeya. Sharoi l'hasir salak alimud chalchom Tzvardeya. You should realize, in other words, you don't have to give you, in other words, you can live Kiddush Hashem by living Kiddush Hashem. Not having to go through what the Tzvardeya did or what the Hanani Mishal V'Azariah did. And that's the Yosef Me'alai Rakas Amovis Hazeh. How are you going to be Mekayim V'Mikdashti? So first it says, V'yosu mi'alai ha-tzvardeya. We don't want to die on Kiddush Hashem like the tzvardeya. V'yosu mi'alai ha-tzvardeya ha-tzvardeya. We don't want to have mavis. So how do you have Kiddush Hashem? V'yosu mi'alai ha-nachash. Because the nachash is the one who tries to make us crooked. It tries to make us, you know, mesis or mediyah, to be surreptitious. If we can be meisir, the nachash in us, that nida, that's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. The Yosef Me'alai, we don't have to have the Yosef Me'alai, take away the Tzvardeya, take away the dying for Kiddush Hashem. Yosef Me'alai, take away the Mavis of the Arbe. So where's the Kiddush Hashem? The Yosef Es HaNochash. Take away the Nochash, meaning take away that Nochash mentality, that Nochash behavior of being a shady character, of being a surreptitious character, and be a Yosher. That's the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, to be living. Kedoshim tiyu tichyu. Kedoshim tiyu v'atem advekim Hashem elokeichem. And yes, together with the Vilna Gaon's interpretation, v'rum kaveh keshem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha. And that's the ultimate ratzon. And everyone can do that. Wherever facet of life a person is involved in, they could be a yosher in that facet of life. Being responsible, being achroi, being a yoshar, and that's kedoshim tiyu, shetichyu b'kedusha. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's. I don't know that, yeah, but well, hopefully it will be. I'm almost finished making the chumash packet for next week.